hosted. I could heap up words against you and shake mine head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should assuage your grief. Though I speak, my grief is not assuaged, and though I forbear, what am I eased? But now he hath made me weary, thou hast made desolate all my company, and thou hast filled me with wrinkles, which is a whiteness against me, and my leanness rising up in me beware witness to my face. He heareth me in his wrath, who hateth me. He gnasheth upon me with his teeth, mine enemy sharpeneth his eyes upon me. On the cheek reproachfully, they have gathered themselves together against me. God hath delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over into the hands of the asunder. He hath also taken me by the neck and shaken me to pieces and set me up for his mark. His archers compass round about, he cleaveth my reins asunder. He poureth out my gall upon the ground. He breaketh me with breach upon breach. He runneth upon me like a giant. I have sewed the sackcloth upon my skin and defiled my horn in the dust. My face is found with weeping, and on mine eyelids is the shadow of death. Not for any injustice in mine hands, also my prayer is pure. O earth, cover not thou my blood, and let my cry have no behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. My friends scorn me, but mine eye poureth out tears unto God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleadeth for his